93 FM.
All over the place.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
The Power FM Lifestyle News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's the Silver Jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Harare, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, State Council, urges Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest, collective engagement to address the country's pressing challenges. Seven districts in Central Province placed on red flood alert. In international news, Libya's military chief killed in plane crash after takeoff from Ankara. In sports, AFCON 2025, DR Congo, Senegal, Nigeria, and Tunisia make early statements in Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, State Council, has issued a powerful call for Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest collective engagement to address the nation's pressing challenges. Speaking on a recent episode of the Political Podcast, State Council Sangwa stated that Zambia is in a worse situation now than it was last in 1964, hence emphasizing that the country's struggles, particularly poverty, do not discriminate based on a political party. Mr. Sangwa urged Zambians and all political leaders to swallow their political affiliation and discuss national issues objectively or for the good of the country. The State Council highlighted that progress is only possible if those in government and the general public commit to truthful and meaningful conversation. He urged that because all citizens share a common interest in the welfare of the country, reaching a national consensus is vital for long-term stability.
But the point is that collectively, I do hope we could have these discussions openly without being bound by out. We take out our covers, whether you are PF, you are UPND, we take away our political mask. Discuss these issues objectively as Zambians. Yeah. Because poverty doesn't choose political parties, so we all get affected. That is why it is important for engagement. It is important for people and those in government to be truthful and have a meaningful conversation, because we have everything in common. We are all interested in the welfare of this country, and that is why it is important to discuss these issues and be able to reach consensus.
Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has directed all party structures to focus their efforts on mobilizing ahead of the 2026 election. Danton Ndlovu, party deputy spokesperson, told Power FM that next year's elections remain Zambia's only hope for defending democracy and good governance following the passage of the contentious Bill 7. Mr. Ndlovu has urged that the party is disappointed with the opposition members of parliament who voted for Bill 7. He claims that the situation is contrary to the wishes of the general public, civil society organizations, and the church, of whom sacrificed and risked their lives to oppose Bill 7. He went on to say that the deceitful nature of the lawmakers who voted in favor of the bill will be used to decide whether or not to keep them in parliament next year. He was quick to accuse those siding with the ruling party of being untrustworthy to run for president in 2026 because their deceptive actions have significantly contributed to the country's demise of democracy.
It is unfortunate that certain leaders we really thought would stand in the way of these unworthy behaviors from the UPND decided to betray the people. As citizens face, and as President Harry Kalaba has directed, it is quite shameful to see that those who sacrificed their time, those who sacrificed and risked their lives to speak against Bill 7, especially that the process did not follow the laid down constitution provisions, and that there was no consultation of the people by those that framed the contents of Bill 7 is seen as something that is very disturbing, and it is bad, especially that will have seen the sacrifices and the determination of the Oasis Forum. Will all and behold only to be disappointed by what we believed would be the second in line to defend our rights and democracy as citizens of this country.
Several districts in Central Province have been placed on red flood alert following heavy and persistent rainfall, the Meteorological Department has announced. The high-risk districts are Chitambo, Luano, Mukushi, Serenje, Gawe, and Kapirimposhi, which are expected to experience possible flooding due to intensified rain activities. In a statement issued to Paratham News by Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Puri, the rains are attributed to the intertropical conifers zone, currently positioned slightly beyond Zambia's southern borders, as well as the Congo Air boundary affecting eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, Chiwombo, Chisamba, Kawe and Chiwungunji districts have been classified as medium risk areas for flooding. Authorities have urged residents in the affected and surrounding areas to avoid flooded zones, rivers and streams, and to refrain from driving through flooded roads during heavy rainfall. Members of the public are also encouraged to keep their surroundings clear of rubble to reduce flood risk.
Seven districts in Central Province have been categorized as areas of high risk of flooding by the Meteorological Department under the Minister of Green Economy and Environment. Among the districts in Central Province that have been declared high risk, areas of flooding include Chitambo, Luano, Mukushi, Serenje, Ngawe and Kapirimposhi districts. This is owing to the rainfall activities associated with the main rain-bearing system, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, ITCZ, located slightly beyond the southern borders of Zambia and the Congo air boundary, affecting the eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has identified Chiwombo, Chisamba, Kawe and Chibuyunji districts as areas of medium risk of flooding owing to heavy rain. Residents are therefore advised to avoid flooded areas, streams as well as rivers, and avoid driving in flooded areas during heavy falls while keeping their surroundings free from rubble, debris and garbage.
Yesterday, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit warned members of the public on the possible flash floods as forecasted by the Zambia Meteorological Department. In a press statement, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Senior Communications Officer Matthews Musukwa said the country is anticipating for flash floods in some parts. According to the flash floods flood monitor issued by ZMD yesterday, 23rd December 2025, which is valid for a period of 24 hours, flash floods and flooding is anticipated in several parts of the country, particularly in areas classified as high risk and medium risk, as indicated in the forecast. Other affected regions include Southern, Lusaka, Central, Lwapula, Northern, Muchinga and Eastern provinces, among others. In another development, National Action for Quality Education in Zambia says it is